Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Coming up today, we've got Must Hear Music with Billboard's deputy editor digital, Joe Lynch. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and you can always give us a rating or review while you're at it. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts. So today on the show, Joe and the team will discuss new tunes from Demi Lovato, Kelly Clarkson, St. Vincent, Sam Smith, and I Love McConan. Whoo boy, it's the most wonderful time of the year when all the A-listers start to drop new songs as we head into the always busy fourth quarter. It's only going to get busier from here on out, folks. For the next like month and a half, it's just going to be nonstop, wall to wall. And that's why it's so exciting. Anyway, earlier this year, we spoke to Kelly Clarkson, actually, on the podcast, and she said that her upcoming album, which she calls a, quote, fresh take on 90s R&B urban pop, is her, quote, favorite album I've ever been a part of, definitely. So, it'll be interesting to see what Joe and the rest of the folks have to say about her new single, Love So Soft, and maybe what that means for her full album that she's going to give us later on this year. So anyway, with all that said, let's get into it on Must Hear Music.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's talk about all this stuff.
Let's do it.
We had a little break, so let's just dive right back in. So first off, we are going to, slight departure from what we usually do. This isn't really anyone's pick, but it is a song that we've been requested to discuss on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And that realistically we should discuss. Mm-hmm. You know what this is. It's a song called ... Ready for It.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about this.
From one Taylor
Swift. Not ready
Swift.
For this.
Yeah.
So this week, last time we talked about Taylor's new song, the first song from her
Look
sixth album, which is number one on the charts for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That song got a lot of mixed response, I would say, from people, even though it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we, for the most part, liked it.
Yeah.
I know Jason and I stand for it. I forget if you were maybe a little more tepid with it, but
I was reading a lot into it, but I like it as a song, taking it at that.
I'm pretty comfortable saying Ready for It is not good.
I would agree.
It's I don't know if it's bad, but it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. There's a part I really like. It starts at 48 seconds. It's the bridge. It's got a lot of like classic Taylor attention to detail. There's a line where she says, "In the middle of the night in my dreams, you should see the things we do." I think that's a really great twist. It's a really nice, kind of memorable moment. It's also just this really I don't know, musically it harkens back more to 1989. It's like a very memorable bridge, but like the rest of it is kind of like somewhere between, like, it's not really rap, but it's kind of like her version of like Lana Del Rey's spoken word, but like Lana's cool and like does it with a little bit of a coo and a wink, and this is just kind of like, I don't know, awkward and forced. It just,
it doesn't work as a song.
But what do you guys think?
I mean, I don't really have that much. I just, it just sounds kind of like you said, a 1989 song. Like, it sounds like a 1989 album track. And, like, I think maybe you guys are a little bit lower on it. I mean, I'm not that high on it, but it's not a single. I don't know. Like, I don't really, like, hate this song or anything. I don't think it's great, but yeah, I mean, it sounds like the 13th song on 1989. So
that didn't make it onto the album for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really remember. I listened to it once, kind of right when it came out, and I have not returned to it. But
honestly, yeah, it took me 2 days after I first listened to it to return to it. I was just like, I don't want to do
You would
this.
Say
I don't
that we weren't this. .. ready for it.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Some would say that.
But she's taking risks, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the argument that it doesn't really matter. Like, this song is also super high on the charts, right?
Number four?
Yeah,
number
four. That's what I think. That's so, I mean, insane. Right, and she's still breaking records.
Yeah,
and
there's still, I mean, there's just general interest around Taylor Swift. She's kind of like the Game of Thrones of pop right now, where it's just like, she's almost too big to fail, even though like Game of Thrones had like a dip in quality in terms of storytelling. It's still Game of Thrones. I mean, you could say the same about Taylor Swift. People, like, she literally could have put out anything she wanted as the lead single to Reputation, and people would have absolutely streamed the hell out of it. So
yeah, that is true. All right, well, that's quite a ringing endorsement. let's listen to it, Taylor Swift. Ready for it? Act like such a man, so I see nothing better. I keep him forever like a vendetta. I see how this is gonna go. Touch me and you'll never be alone. I island breathe and lights down low. No one has to know. In the middle of the night, in my dreams, you should see the thing. All right, that was the new Taylor. Now let's talk about some stuff we are endorsing. So I'm going to start with one of my picks. Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes. So this is our first taste of Sam Smith's long, long delayed new album. Or I shouldn't say delayed. He just took his sweet time making it.
Yeah, he didn't take that long.
People
act like Sam Smith has been gone for years. I mean, his album was 2014.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
He was at the Oscars in 2016.
Sure. He won an Academy Award.
That's
a big thing.
It took
him
about a year. He's fine.
But it feels like it's been a while since he's been around. I think just because people were obsessed with him. And it was a very, what's next? And usually pop stars don't take that long, really.
That's fair.
I like this. I would say that it's similar to what we've heard before, both musically and lyrically, and I don't think it exceeds anything we've really heard from him before. Like, it's, it's got that gospel-touched soul music. Lyrically, he's talking about being unable to find a permanent thing because he's not willing to open himself up, and that's something he's lyrically touched on before. But, one thing I will say about that is that that's a pretty maybe underexplored topic in music, because it's just kind of one of those, sort of depressing things. Like, it's not a fun thing exactly to hear about, and it is a complicated thing. I'm fine with another song that tackles that. There's I love the line, never gonna let you close to me even though you mean the most to me.
Ooh.
I think that's one, it rhymes.
Love
so
that.
That's
props for that.
Love that.
Yeah, rhyming is essential.
He really nailed it there.
One rhymes.
And two, it kind of sums it up in a nice way. His voice sounds incredible. I would say this is not as catchy or immediate as some of his past singles.
Yeah.
Although I wasn't that big on Skyfall either. But it's good. I did not like Skyfall. What?
He did not do Skyfall.
Or wait, what was his...
The
Writing's
on
the Wall. Right. Yeah. Writing's on the Wall. I'm mixing him up with the other
Smith
British
just walked in.
Yeah. Wow, who stole my mic there? Sam Smith.
That was incredible.
So we were actually talking about this song on the Pop Shop podcast yesterday. Not to cannibalize podcast.
Cross promotion.
But one of the things I said was, and I didn't really get into it, but I'll get into it now. This is kind of the opposite effect of the Taylor song in the sense that Look What You Made Me Do was definitely polarizing, but no matter how you felt about it, it was a big departure. It was definitely riskier. This is very much like, oh, this is what you like out of me. I will continue to do it. And that's not necessarily saying that his second album is going to be all of that. But I mean, everybody kind of thinks of Sam Smith as a male counterpart to Adele, just based on the sound. And they're both British and they both make similar music, et cetera, et cetera. It kind of, when 25 came out, I remember thinking, I was like, this is good, but it's very expected. Like, there weren't any like twists or really huge leaps of faith. I kind of feel like that about this song, where it's just like, this is, I actually think it's a really good song. Would I say it's an interesting song? I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think, Liz?
That's exactly what I thought too. Like, if I was just listening, I would think that this was old, you know. There's nothing about it that says this is a new song from Sam Smith, really. So I thought it was an interesting choice for a comeback, if you will. Not that this is really a comeback, but like you said, it's been a while. It's just pretty sparse. Like, the production is really bare. Not that he needs a ton of production to support his voice, but I just kind of wanted more from it.
I feel like the same way about Sam Smith that I feel about Adele. I just want them to make dance records. Like, let's go. Like, just make an album full of Latch. Let's go.
I do love Latch.
I mean, I would be fine with that. I don't know if that's my wish for Adele, really. I mean, they already have remixes.
Awesome.
They have dance remixes.
Yeah,
just
but come on. An Adele, like, dance record where she's just, like, she's making her I Will Survive? Like, come on. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of like... Actually, you might be honest, because I remember when Anthony Hegarty did with Hercules and Love Affair. That was, like, one of the greatest things in the history of the world.
Amazing voice. Speed up the tempo a little bit.
Right. Put a disco beat behind it.
I'm sounding more critical of this song than I am. I actually do like this song, but yeah, it's just like, I'm ready for, like, I don't know, maybe it's not this album, maybe it's the next album, maybe it's in two albums, like Sam Smith to kind of explore a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. It could be on this album.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe he's just like reeling us back in gently, and then he'll drop a surprise
track. Oh, hello.
Remember there he is again.
I wanted something to dance to. Anyways. All right, let's listen to it. Sam Smith, new song, Too Good Goodbyes.
It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at
goodbye. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence.
All right, that was New Smith. New
Smith.
Smith. Sam Smith.
New Smith.
All right, let's do a Jason pick. So we've
got... Yeah, what do we got? I don't know what
we got picked. Tovlo Disco Tits.
Oh!
Yeah,
so
quite a song title.
Yeah,
there.
Tovlo, man. I was arguing with somebody about Ladywood and how I really, really like it. Was that you I was arguing about?
I could have been, but I don't think it was.
I just love Ladywood. I love the album she put out last fall. You know, it didn't have any big, like, Habits Stay High hits. But I just think that what she's doing is so interesting. And obviously, like, her MO is body positivity and empowerment. But just, like... I mean, obviously that's very important to who she is and what she represents, but I also just think that she works with some amazing production and knows her way around an awesome hook. And this one has another one. Like, this is, I don't know, it sounds like this is not going to be like the first single of the next album.
Yeah.
But man, what a nice stopgap to have Tovlo back and have a song with this title that I don't think I've actually ever said out loud. What are you listening to? Oh, Tovlo's new single. What's it called? Don't worry about it. But yeah, no, I think it's great. I feel like you guys are pretty high on it as well.
I love this song. just makes me want to roller skate for like hours, you know?
How many songs can you say that about? makes me want to roller skate
only
for hours.
Only a few.
Most of them.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Definitely roller Sam skate Smith. For hours. I like it. I'm not on the like the Tove train as much as you are, Jason, but I think this is
the
great.
Conductor.
You are the conductor. Yeah. Maybe I'm the caboose. I don't know what.
You're not on the train.
Yeah, I don't think you're on the train.
You're watching me roll by.
Yeah, it's true. I like that she's doing like a spoken word delivery. I like that it has that Italo disco sound. It's, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, it's disco, but not really the like funky American version. It's more the like European mechanical, like robotic hard dance floor edges, which I'm into. It has, I would say the line, I'm fully charged, nipples are hard, ready to go. Yeah. It's like, who hasn't been there? Like, we've all been there, you know?
She's Thanks, relatable, man. If anything.
Exactly.
I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but like the fact that there's just not, even in 2017, there's just not enough female artists kind of taking charge of their sexuality in pop music. Like, you know, we've come a long way, but it's still not where it needs to be or where it can be. And to have somebody like Tove Lo, with her first two albums, as well as a song like this, like it's as much as I blanch at saying a song like Disco Tits is important, I am going to say that. I mean, it's just like it really is important to have her voice out there. That's what I think, at least.
Yeah, I.
The conductor has spoken.
The conductor has spoken.
Like, yo, seriously, it's been like almost a year since Ladywood came out. Revisit that album, man. Like,
I sort of ignored it unintentionally.
Oh my God, it's
so
good.
It kind of just came and go, and I don't think that's the fault of her.
I know. Really. Yeah. The problem is it just never really had a big radio hit. Mm-hmm. Cool Girl did a little bit, but like, man, there are so many great songs. Like the title track, I love Keep It Simple. Like, it's just an awesome, awesome album that you might have slept on and shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's let that Tove Lo train run through right now. Got Disco Tits.
I say hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah. I'm sweat from head to toe, I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe, I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. You think I'm drunk?
All right, that was new Tove Lo. Lindsay, let's do a pick from one of my very favorites.
Miss Demi?
No.
Oh, damn.
Although, I mean, I love Demi, but actually St. Vincent,
oh, I should've
I'm
known.
Obsessed with.
Yes.
New song Los Angeles from new album Mass Seduction. So,
yeah.
What did you think of this song?
I love this song. I was really happy with New York when that came out, but that was just a super left turn for St. Vincent. It was like acoustic in a way, or piano driven.
Yeah, it was a little more understated.
Just, yeah, I mean, and for St. Vincent, who's just like this guitar goddess, you know, I wanted more of like the fuzz-driven, electrifying rock, and that's what this is for me. I'm trying to think. It has like that hypnotic backbeat almost, you know, kind of like mindless.
Yeah, it's a little dancey.
Yeah, which reminds me a little bit of her last album. But also the lyrics are very much of this album, just judging from interviews I've read with her.
Yeah.
It sort of plays into the Los Angeles, instead of it being Los Angeles, plays into, like, everything is not what it seems, which is kind of how I think she's structuring this rollout a little bit. Like, the album artwork, if you've seen that, the album title, everything she's saying, it's sort of just, like, it's my personal narrative, but also don't read too much into it.
Yeah.
So.
I always, as someone who, why are you laughing?
You got so excited about talking about St. Vincent, you like took like a breath to prepare. It was really good.
Really, you know, as someone who's always, preferred New York to L.A. and enjoyed slagging on L.A., I love a good musical L.A. diatribe. I love the line, I mean, Los Angeles to me, like, what my impression of it is, like, just the people there who, you know, use whatever, you know, means, either artificial or whatnot, to, you know, pretend that they're perpetually youthful.
Very death becomes her.
Yes. And the line, "The Los Angeles hang up by the bar, burn the pages of unwritten memoirs," is just such a good zinger. It's like it's a nice little literary dig.
And it rhymes.
And it rhymes, you know? Rhyming song lyrics, I think this is going to become a thing.
Yeah, it might be a new trend.
Mark my words.
Maybe by 2018.
We'll see. Yeah, trend alert. Rhyme in song. Yeah, like, I totally agree with what you said. You know, it's got... it's a little more electronic. I mean, you know, she's done electronic stuff before, but it's a little dancier than what we've heard before. But, you know, it's hardly like a dance rock track. It's still got that reverby guitar. It's kind of, there's some interesting stuff in the background where it's almost like harrowing, like spooky sounds, but like you would expect from like a kid's movie. Like, it's not like actually supposed to be, I don't know. It's just kind of like almost like kiddie versions of like haunted house or something, but very lightly throughout. It's cool. I think it's great, and I'm very excited to see what's coming.
Yeah.
Jason,
are you a Saint Vincent fan?
Jason is no,
he's not. He's not. Okay.
I'm not a hater. I just have never really connected with her. I do like the fact that it's a little bit more electronic than she's been in the past, and obviously, like you said, she's been down that road before. But I think that this is sticks the landing a little bit better. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are feeling it. I mean, I just have never. I love Saint Vincent as like an artist. I just really have never connected with her catalog. Sorry, guys.
It's fair.
Insane.
I know.
Can't abide by that.
No, I've never really connected with Rita Ora. So.
Wow. After she sends me a pizza.
I know.
For shame. She did you eat really any nice. Of that pizza?
No, I did not have a single piece
sure,
of that pizza.
Sure. Oh goodness.
I didn't have a slice of that pizza either. So
well,
thanks. I mean,
here,
I know I was out
so.
Of the office, but could have put it in the freezer. It
no one
kept.
Asked where he was.
Anyways, all right. Well, let's listen to Saint Vincent new song "Los Angeles."
Burn the pages of unwritten memoirs, but I can keep running. No, I can keep running.
That was New Saint Vinny. We're kind of close. I can call her that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kelly Clarkson. This is one of my picks. New song "Love So Soft" from upcoming album. I would say she. You know, I like Kelly Clarkson, but to me, she's definitely an up and down pop artist.
Yeah.
This for me is very like. This is like. I don't know if it's exactly what I want from her, but I absolutely like love it. I just love like the vocal personality on this. Like, and I hate the word spunk. Mary Tyler Moore flashback, but I hate the word spunk, but it is like a sort of spunky delivery, you know, like the song itself has got like the hand claps, kind of like a funky libidinous bass line. Her voice is very loose, very fun. It's like R&B flavored, but not really R&B.
Yeah.
Like it's a good pop song for her. You know, and it's not like fresh per se. Like we've heard songs like this before and from her and, you know, you could almost imagine this being the kind of thing that she would have done on American Idol, like, you know, during a 90s throwback night or something like that. But it's good. It's really good. It's really fun. I'm into it. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I like it, too. You were out of town, Joe, so you missed a big Kelly Clarkson event last week at the Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
Which was very, very fun. And she performed 6 songs from her new album, and it sounded fantastic live. I think that... I feel like this album, which it sounds like it follows the trajectory of this first single, very brassy, very very kind of. It sounds like a new beginning. Like she has a new label, she has a refreshed sound. I think that she's kind of ready to. I don't want to say like start the second phase of her career, but it sounded like if you look back on those last 2 albums, it was a little bit like. Treading water in the sense of like trying to recapture that magic of like a Since You've Been Gone or you know she had Stronger and then you know it wasn't fully there and this sounds like a really smart departure just kind of tailored around her voice and the first single I think is really reflective of that it's really fun like all the songs that I heard were just really like pleasurable and like not like very light. I'm excited.
What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, it's refreshing to hear her do something different.
Yeah.
Just because, like what you said, she was releasing somewhat similar songs. But I don't know. I don't love this. It's like electro pop version of Kelly Clarkson, to the point where when I was listening, I didn't think it was her. Like, if you had played it for me without telling me who the artist was, I wouldn't be able to guess that it was Kelly Clarkson. You're giving me quite a look.
I guess, sure. I was gonna mock, but I guess I can.
I don't know. There are parts
that.
Where it sounded like Christina Aguilera, like years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe people will agree.
Someone
with
needs
me
to
on
study
that.
Harder. I think.
back to the books for me.
Yeah, hit the books, Lindsay.
No, I definitely heard that, but it's an okay song. It's catchy. I think it could do well, but for me, eh.
Yeah.
For her,
well, she's lost that core. Kelly's lost that core. Lindsay Havens demographic. It's going to be a tough one to recapture. All right, well, let's listen to it. Kelly Clarkson, Love So Soft. Do you remember what the album's called?
The Meaning of Life.
How could you forget a title like that?
Man.
Jesus, Well, that covers it, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you need.
All right, let's listen to it. All right, that was Kelly Clarkson. Let's do another song with love in the title. In fact, the title is Love. It's
McConan.
It's I Love McConan featuring Ray Schremmer.
Yes.
Love.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, you guys listen to this song, right?
Yes.
This song's incredible. Yep. I mean, this really is like one of my favorite songs released this year. It's so much fun. It's produced by Mike Will Made It. It sounds like, and I said this, it sounds like a pop punk song. Like, it sounds like McConan and Ray Schremmerd and Mike Will Made It made like a Newfound Glory song. And I absolutely love it. Somebody else in the office says it sounds kind of surf rocky, which I agree with as well. I'm all about this song. I'm so amped because it just has this, I hate the word infectious, but it really does kind of have this feeling that rubs off on you. Like, it really does sound like McConan and Ray Schremmerd are like throwing a party that they're actively inviting you to. And you know, that's really, when it comes to Ray Schremmerd, that's kind of the best effect that they have, is to, because some of the songs, and they don't really have that many that don't work, but when it doesn't, it's almost like they're too exclusive. And then when they kind of fan out and bring you into their world, they really soar. And, you know, having McConan kind of anchor this song, I just love it. Like, I can't
you
speak
love
highly
McConan.
Enough. Yeah, I love McConan. Great. Check out Love. What did you guys think?
I love it too. I really think if it had been released a few months ago, it could have been a song of summer.
Yeah.
Or at least a strong contender. It's super catchy. I think I get a shout out in it.
Wait, is there a Lindsay shout out?
I'm not sure, but when I look up the lyrics, which I've done maybe 100 times, they all say that they're saying flimsy.
That
doesn't make sense.
No.
They're saying Lindsay.
They say Lindsay Havens.
They were talking about
I think
you.
They say Lindsay
they
Havens.
They whisper Havens, but the Lindsay is really clear. Yeah. So, I mean, how can I not love this song?
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Joe?
Your description of it honestly made me like want to like it.
Oh,
but I gotta be honest,
like,
I don't like this song.
Get out of here.
It's just, I don't know. It's like, you know, in the tradition of R&B singers like trying to do rock, like, it's not bad. It's just like, it's pretty standard rock. I mean, it's just, you know, like, it's kind of like that, like that Metro Station version of rock with like the hand claps and just like a pretty, like, paint by numbers version of what rock music should sound like. It's not bad. I just think, you know, like, other people have, you know, like, I feel like, and I'm, you know, I don't even think Kid Cudi's version of rock was great, but like, there's an example of a singer rapper who like went rock and was a little more adventurous. This to me is pretty like you like put up GarageBand and you're like, all right, what's the fastest, quickest, dirtiest rock song I can make? I don't hate it. It's just I'm not that into it.
Man, that last minute just bummed me out so much.
He was so excited 30 seconds ago. Oh, and man. Now look at him.
I'm so sad. All right. Anyway, let's just play the song.
Well, we got to get a tissue for Jason. All right. But this mostly loved song, I Love McConan, Rafe Remembered Love. All right, that was, sorry for bringing it down, guys.
Yeah, wow.
Let's bring it back up with our Demi Lovato.
It was a bit of a downer,
too. Yeah, it was a total downer. Yeah. You Don't Do It For Me Anymore. Well, that sounds like a nice song. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, I usually tell at least one person that a day.
Wow. So, yeah, Lindsay, this was your pick. So, why don't you tell us about it?
I really like this song. Again, I feel like it's like a sister to Sam Smith's Too Good at Goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have like a similar sentiment in a way. They're similar in terms of the lack of production, but like the really strong vocals. Maybe listen to them back to back, if you will. But yeah, Demi, new album coming out. This song is my favorite off of it so far. It's super different from Sorry Not Sorry, which I was not a huge fan of. But yeah, it highlights her crazy vocals. And I mean, the lyrics are just really strong, like she's feeling something so strong, and it comes through really clearly on it. So, yeah,
I'm into it. Yeah. What was the ballad from the last album that she did like on SNL?
Stone Cold,
right? Like
I love that song too.
I feel like that song, like, such a good vocal showcase, good lyrics. But like after a few listens, it was like, okay, like the music is pretty like, I don't know. There's nothing. The music doesn't have many points of interest in it. I think there's a lot going on here that I really appreciate. Like, it's minimal, but there's like some low synths rumbling throughout it. There's orchestral flourishes. Although I would say, like, they kind of like stab in a way where I feel like the producer was like, Julia Michaels Issues is hot. Let's get a little bit of that on this song. But you know, it's good, and I think I'm totally into it. Her voice sounds great. I think it's a little riskier than Sorry Not Sorry. So I'm here for it. What did you think, Jason?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I think generally I'm a little higher on Demi's up-tempo stuff than her ballads. You know, I'm a Skyscraper fan. What can I say? This is solid. I don't think it's her best ballad or slower tempo track. But yeah, I mean, kind of fits with the vibe of this album in the sense of like very vocal focused. It didn't really blow me away, but I enjoyed it.
Cool.
All right.
Well, before we listen to it, I also wanted to mention, so with last time we talked about Sorry Not Sorry, someone tweeted a very funny thing. They pointed out that we talked about it, and Lindsay, you said something about how like it wasn't as vocally impressive as Cool for the Summer, but then the way the podcast was edited, it like went straight from that to this like enormous like skyscraping note.
Yes,
which was kind of hilarious.
Damn!
Wow, our editor put Lindsay on blast.
100%. Yeah.
All right, I'm glad Twitter noticed.
Yep, you got called out. The editor. Yeah, put you on blast. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? People working against me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just brush it off.
I'll shake it off.
Yeah. All right. Let's do let's Demi song. Yeah. So it's You Don't Do It For Me Anymore. And it's from the album, which I also don't remember the name of.
Oh, me neither.
What is it called? All right. Great. All right. Let's listen to it.
Problems.
All right, that was new Demi Lovato. Lindsay, you had a shout out you wanted to make.
Yes, our dear friend Corbin, aka Spooky Black.
Oh,
did you? I don't know if you listened to that album.
Not yet.
The album is Mourn. It's his debut album. I think it's incredible. Like, I've never heard such raw emotion from a young guy in my entire life.
Not even Joe?
No, yeah, not even young Joe. I just think it's crazy what he's singing about and how he presents it. Favorite tracks are the title track Mourn, All Out, which is probably the most up-tempo off the album, and Ice Boy.
Ice Boy. I like the name of that song.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, it's just a really cool album.
I want to point out that Lindsay has the name Corbin in her notebook with stars around it.
That's nice. Yeah, the other page has hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Lindsay Corbin.
Mrs. Lindsay Spooky Black. That's what I want.
Cool. I've not listened to this, but
okay. I like Spooky Black, though. I mean, I'm ready for Spooky Black version 2.0.
Yeah.
I've heard good things from you.
Yeah. Critics like Lindsay Havens are raving about Corbin.
Yeah.
Which should we listen to from it? Do you want to listen to Ice Boy?
Yeah. Let's listen to Ice Boy.
Okay.
I'm on ice. Can't you tell? I'm on ice. Heart so still. Press up closer. You drive me.
All right, that was Ice Boy.
super icy.
Yeah.
So icy.
How could someone so hot be so cool? Ice Boy, coming summer 2018.
I think we're running out of time, Joe.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right. That was that's all we got.
That
so,
was a fun one.
That was a lot fun of laughs. One. Yeah, a lot of good stuff, minus that first song we talked about.
Oh, come on.
It's not a good song. But anyways, thank you for listening. Tweet us. Your thoughts on all, you know, a lot of big new songs from heavy hitters. Taylor, Sam Smith, Tove Lo.
Yeah, call out Lindsay.
Kelly Clarkson, Demi. Let's know what you think about that. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for listening. And thank you, Jason and Lindsay, for sitting in this dark room with me.
So, I'd rather be nowhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right,
guys.
We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.